welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, purchasing an app with the iPhone. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to walk you through purchasing an app on the iPhone. There are ways that you can do this on the computer with iTunes, with a PC, but since iTunes on the PC is a spawn of the devil, it's much easier to do this on the iPhone, so I figured I'd demonstrate that way. I am going to go into the App Store, first of all. Now, the way I do this is I have a Utilities folder and the App Store, an Apple folder, and the App Store is in my Apple folder.
Safari. Make phone. Hey, Apple folder.
Right there. Double tap that.
iTunes. App Store.
Go into the App Store. Double tap on the App Store.
App Store. Info. Back button.
It puts you where you were when you exited the last time. So I wanted information on an app called OMobi, which is an app to identify objects. And so I'm in the info for that app. At the top left corner of the screen, there is a back button. I'm going
AT&T
to press that.
Back.
Double tap
OMobi,
it.
Search field.
And I am going to search for another app. It puts you directly into the search field. So if you double tap.
Insertion point at end.
You will edit. You can edit that. You can take out the text.
Delete. Y. B. O. M. O.
I'm going to search for an app called Smart Scanner. It is an application that will recognize text. It uses optical character recognition to recognize text after you take a picture of it. I have been making do with a free app called SayText, and I have not gotten good results with it at all. So I decided I would go ahead and purchase a relatively inexpensive app. A Smart Scanner uses the ABBY Fine Reader engine, which is a pretty good engine. So I'm going to take a shot at that. It doesn't cost that much, so I won't be, spending too many dollars on this. I think it's $1.99 or $2.99. Can't remember. Here we go. I guess I'll find out, right?
Shift A D S S space search M M A A T R R Y R T T space space.
Now
smart.
I'm not sure if there is a space between smart and scanner or not, but it will come. It will bring up results that look like what you searched for. So
S S C C A A B N N N N R W E E Y T R R.
Okay, Smart Scanner. Let's search. That
Update
is in the
button.
The search is in the bottom right corner of the screen where a return usually is on the keyboard. That is where the search button is.
Smart Scanner. Shape Services. $1.99. 2.5 stars. 18 reviews. Smart Scanner. Search field.
It is the first one underneath the search field.
Smart Scanner. Shape Services. $1.99. 2.5 stars. 18 reviews.
It didn't get very good ratings, but it's only $1.99, so I'll give it a try. It is by Shape Services. I do know they make the IM Plus Messenger client. I'm not sure what else they make, but I can find out if I want to. I'm really curious about this app, though.
Info.
Double
search,
tap that.
Back button. Search. Back button. Info. Smart Scanner. Shape Services. 2.5 stars. 18 reviews. $1.99. Button. Just take a photo of a text with phone number, email address or URL and immediately call. Write email or open URL in Safari. Or just scan an OCR any text. Note, works best with printed texts. Designed to run on iPhone 3GS or higher. From the developer of IM Plus. Business card reader and barcode reader. Smart Scanner turns the iPhone into really smart text capturing device. Smart Scanner is much more than just a scanner app. It increases iPhone owners' productivity by saving time on entering key information such as phone numbers, email.
Okay, and that's more about what the app does. I won't go into that since I'm trying to keep this short. And what I'm looking for is, to purchase it, is the $1.99 button.
Screenshot. 18 ratings. Tell a friend. 18. Just take a photo. $1.99. Button.
That is it.
Search. Back button.
The search button is what you'll come to. That's what it puts you on. So listen to what it says when it opens this up. So then there's search.
Info. Smart Scanner. Shape Services. 2.5
stars. That is the
title. $1.99. Button.
That's $1.99. I'm doing the swipe left and right to get to these. It's the best way to find them.
$1.99 button.
The $1.99 button, if you want to do tap, tap, tap around the screen, is at the top right corner of the screen underneath the battery indicator. So I'm going to press that.
Select it. Buy now button.
And it put me on the buy now button. Let's see where it is on the screen.
Search. Buy now button.
The search button, it still says search, and there's a back button. It is still at the top left. The buy button is at the top right, directly across from the search button.
Buy now. Dimmed. Alert. iTunes password.
Now it wants my password. So I'm going to type it in. You, of course, will not hear this.
Return. Apple.
Now it puts you back at the Apple folder. Or me, back at the folder I had been in. So it took me out of the App Store and back to the home screen. And it's taken me to that Apple folder where my App Store and iTunes and all that kind of thing is. Now, where it actually puts the app that it installs is up for debate. I think it kind of varies with each phone.
Page 2 of 3.
But it's been putting my apps on the second page. So I'm back in the Apple folder with all my Apple stuff. Let's see where it put the actual application.
Scanning folder.
It doesn't give you much progress when it's installing an app, so you kind of have to look for
it. 8 colors.
There's my 8 colors.
Smart scan.
There it is. It has put smart scan on the second page in the bottom row. And that seems to be where it puts things for whatever reason. And when you install an app, it will not give you update progress. But if you find it on your home screen and you tap it, it will tell you what's going on. Mine, it installed very, very quickly, so we didn't get any progress reports, but I have seen apps that have taken a little while to install, and you double tap them. Pardon me, you don't tap them, you find them by tapping them once, and it will tell you the progress. So it won't let you open them, but it will tell you the progress. And now that it's done...
Smart scan. Alert. First use advices. Point the camera to the text to be recognized. Semicolon. Text blocks. Like phone numbers or emails. Tap the highlighted block to start recognition. Semicolon for big text blocks. Tap and drag to make a...
So you open it and it comes up with stuff that you can do. Each app obviously will come up with different things. Purchasing an app with the iPhone is simple as that. Well, I hope that was helpful and I look forward to doing the next tip. Thank you for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.